Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was my music experience for sure. I went recorder, clarinet, saxophone, and they promoted me one too high up the band's chart.
Saxophone. Saxophone.
If you started a year in the band, my parents, you don't have to do an activity that you don't like to do, but if you start it, you've got to finish it. And so, you know, the recorder was mandatory, and then the clarinet, I think, was mandatory in like sixth grade, and then seventh and eighth grade music was optional. And I was like the last clarinet that was selected to level up to the saxophone, and we had a mid-quarter semester, whatever it was, concert. My parents are there, and there's a big auditorium, and I was telling them beforehand, I'm like, I'm not prepared for this concert.
You're not prepared!
This explains a lot. Your emotional ambivalence, your inability to be reached by music, you've blocked it out.
And then I went up there, and I was on this stage as like one of like five or six saxophone players, and I just didn't play. I just moved just moved my fingers and faked it, and obviously the band director noticed because they had five saxophones playing instead of six, and apparently musically trained people can notice that sort of thing. Oh. But my parents in like the 14th row can't. And so at the end they were like, you did a great job. And I'm like, no, I did not.
As always, it is a thrill to be here during this witching hour with you lovely ladies. Now relax and let the Duke Silver Trio take you on a little journey to yourself.
Saxophone.
Sax machine.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Jim. Here we go. Here we go, Jim. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Happy Monday. Thank you for hanging out. It's Parkins and Spiegel on The Score. The Iron Man streak reaches 11. What, bleeding gums, Parkins, Danny Sax, buttons? What did we decide? What's my saxophone name, Speaks?
I don't think we ended up anywhere official, but I love how many people came out of the woodwork and identified with you. And I personally love getting inside the workings of my partner and understanding why he is as psychologically, musically damaged as he is. It all makes so much sense now.
And that is exactly what I am. Thanks to everyone in the mob who is listening, streaming, twitching, texting, everything that you're all doing. Of course, search 670 The Score on Twitch. We're broadcasting all day long. You guys see the face of the station, Mike Mulligan, on Twitch this morning, bright and early, 5 a.m., camera in his face. That's exciting. We are twitching from 5 a to 6 p here at The Score.
I happened to be awake this morning after driving my wife somewhere. She's coming back, don't worry. But anyway, I was driving somewhere, and I heard them talking about the Twitch, and as soon as I got home, I logged on. They look great. I mean, Mully's got the best camera angle of any of us, you know? We're all just like here throwing our face at the screen. Mully's got the full spread. I think I saw the DrinkWorks machine in one corner of the screen, if I'm not mistaken. Everything is there out there on the ready.
You think he's got like a wide angle HD cam, like Mully's broadcasting in like that new NFL camera that's like portrait mode 8K? Like,
yes. It looks like a scene from Mully? Gladiator, either Gladiator or MLB 2K1 or whatever.
Yeah, well, good for him, man. I'm glad that our morning show has joined the Twitch revolution. And we appreciate everyone hanging out there. It's been kind of a fun little experiment. And yes, you are more dressed up for the Twitch audience than TV last night. So we got to get you in the chat during the show. They're still asking for you to start interacting in there. So be sure you log in and we'll get it going. But you said that you're feeling positive vibes. We have above freezing temperatures here in Chicago. It's downright tropical outside. The snow is starting to melt. Not sure what that was.
It was audio on my side as I logged on to the Twitch.
It's a Monday. Sorry. It's okay. It's a Monday.
Skills.
Asking you to do too much. You're going to turn off your camera and you're going to start like eating like a chicken parm sub or a vegan parm sub.
The rest of the league. Making that kind of mid-season switch.
That was audio on our side. Yeah. Sorry about that.
It's a Monday. It happens. Danny, your turn.
Well, Omar's sleeping on the bed and my child being quiet right now. So those are the only types of sound effects that I could do.
Sorry, that was a cough on my side.
Still waiting on a cough button. I could use a cough button. I got a lot of phlegm.
A cough button right here. We're looking at like four of them in the studio if you want to come by.
I enjoyed being there last week. I really did. I'll have to
bring Ruben with you. He could sit here with us. You learn something.
That'd be good. You want to...
Horrendous idea.
Friday? You want to go in for Pizza Friday?
Yeah, I'm down with that. I'm down. I mean, if they'll have us, if we're allowed.
Are we invited on Friday?
Like, why is this something that you're talking amongst yourselves about? We make those decisions.
I'm talking amongst ourselves.
What is Pizza Friday?
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought we changed to Venezuelan Food Friday.
Yes, Arepa Friday, yeah.
That would be awkward since Danny broke that to a television audience last night. He let everybody know about Pizza Friday.
Caitlin Sharkey can come on down for Pizza Friday. She's all in, you know, so it's, you know, she's not like, doesn't seem like the person that would put onions on someone's pizza if they didn't want them. She just seems like she's in on 100%, so she's welcome, but you guys, I don't know.
You know what? How about this? We just skip the pizza, just onions Friday. What do you think? Just nothing but onions.
Well, Danny,
I'll chop a whole bunch.
I think we're giving Danny not a fair shake here. Like, he's never done anything to mess up Pizza Friday. He came in and brought pizza and paid for the pizza. Speaks is the only one that's kind of outlawed from Pizza Friday and hasn't really done anything to earn his way back. We shouldn't have to ask for it. It should be like an offering.
Oh, yeah, like a sacrifice to the Pizza Friday gods. For Matt Spiegel.
Whether that's just like a Venmo or
a
bottle of bourbon. We're open to anything. Pay me in Bitcoin, donuts, Chicago-style hot dogs.
I think I'll make a giant wicker man out of pizza boxes and bring him to the studio and set him on fire in the lobby of the building. What do you think?
You're going to make a wicker person out of pizza boxes?
Yeah, it's
Isn't
really
that a
cardboard
pizza box person.
It's a reference to the classic horror flick Wicker Man.
Nicolas Cage movie. Right, Danny?
Yeah, it was a remake.
You ever see that one, Danny? No. See that movie?
It was a
what
remake.
What were you talking about?
Wicker Man. I believe it was Oliver Reed in the original, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, Wickers really, you know.
That's a good way to get back into the building, really, is to light something on fire in the lobby when the only people in the lobby of the building right now are security personnel. It's probably good. That'll keep us coming back.
Okay, so we'll keep the ideas flowing. This open exchange, I think, is healthy.
Light it up!
I do too. So, all right. So, even though it's downright tropical here, your mind is somewhere else. It's in Arizona. What are the positive vibes that Matt Spiegel is feeling on this fine February afternoon?
All that needs to happen today is people to send in via Twitter, Facebook, MLB.com, etc., all the sights and sounds. It's first full squad day, man. It's like the full teams are there. You could theoretically today break out and have a baseball game. You could have a scrimmage today. Pitching staff versus the offense. You see how I'm doing that, Danny? You could do that today if you wanted to. At the very least, guys are taking infield. Some of them are at new positions. Guys have been throwing bullpens, but now they're swinging. You got Eloy Jimenez around the cage saying that Andrew Vaughn is the greatest hitter ever. Apparently, he's saying that about everybody on every swing because that's just how Eloy rolls. But that kind of general enthusiasm salute, enthusiasm, that which brings us joy. And you know, this is a wonderful day for everybody to be gathered, and now people can start saying stuff. Tim Anderson is saying the right stuff about Tony La Russa. You know, Anthony Rizzo is saying stuff about your boy in Seattle, saying the quiet part loud, that the owners are finally talking. Like, oh, I know what they're doing. We've all known it. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's there, and everybody's psyched for baseball to truly begin. This is kind of the first full-on opportunity for baseball saluting. I wish I were there and not with you.
Well, now you've really stuck the landing here on what the real issue is. Because that entire time, I'm like, is this MF really explaining to me about what the potential for a scrimmage would look like? It's like, you could wear blue jerseys over here and red jerseys over here, and you could play a game to five innings, or you could not even keep score. It has the potential. There's enough bodies there.
Yes.
You could have a scrimmage. You know how that works. It's intra-squad. It doesn't count in the standings. Pitchers against hitters often would be the case. I know how scrimmages work. Thank you. And listen, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for your happiness. But all right, can we just get to opening day already?
Can we just get to opening day
and
really?
Playing? Yeah, real this is baseball games.
This is going to be what we're doing between now and opening day. Like, I'm going to be fighting to make you notice some of the things that actually matter. Like items of consequence coming out of camp.
I notice. I read the reports. I'm on Twitter. I saw that quote from Anthony Rizzo. I saw that quote from Tim Anderson. I saw that comment about Andrew Vaughn at the cage. I'm consuming the same nonsense and hot air that you are, my friend. It matters when they're playing the games that actually matter. That's when it matters.
There are no games available to be played right now, Danny. Until then,
that is true.
Our job is to consume and then decide what we think is important to then share with our audience and interpret for them, offer some analysis, offer a thought, some entertainment, perhaps. And this is what I know, at least I'll be doing between now and opening day, is finding things that I do believe actually matter from the endless amounts of audio and input and footage and pictures and smiles and people in the best shape of their life. It's our job to disseminate that and give people the stuff that actually matters and make them the smartest, most thoughtful baseball fan they can be on opening day. And today's really day one of that kind of thing. It's very exciting in that regard.
Well, then listen, your dime, your dance floor. I'm here for the entertainment component of all that stuff that you just said. But yes, yeah. I'm all for being informed, entertained, perhaps having a laugh or two along the way, but go right ahead. What matters? What have you seen that matters so far from baseball, north or south side of town? What matters to Matt Spiegel?
I'll give you a couple things. One, the decision to designate Philip Irvin for assignment by the Cubs, and now he's been picked up by the Braves, so he's gone. They don't have any outfielders that hit lefties well, so Jock Peterson is going to get a chance to play just about every day. To me, that matters. I mean, everybody was thinking about him. Is he a platoon guy? No. He's really going to get a chance against lefties, which I think is how they signed him and arranged for him to come here. So that's an item from over the weekend that I think matters. How about Carlos Rodon saying that he was pretty much assured of a job in the starting rotation, or at least the opportunity to start? When Rodon says that, and that's why he came back and signed, that it was a no-brainer, that matters for several different reasons.
I'll touch on both of those here in a second, but I do like the texter who says, Flew LeBorg gave a much better description of baseball. Spit, spit, clap, clap, stop, sing a song about popcorn than Matt Spiegel's. You know how a scrimmage would work? You could have the hitters against the pitchers.
Amen. Look, yeah. If you could get Flula 20 hours a week, I wouldn't stand in your way.
And it's a spit.
I wouldn't. I know that's a better show. I know.
I understand. I understand. Your sensibilities against his sensibilities would just really be like, Irvin, what was his name? Phil Irvin?
Philip Irvin, yeah.
Philip Irvin and Flula
would have thoughts. He would have thoughts on Philip Irvin. He would do his homework. I bet he will by opening day.
You think he'd be prepared for Philip Irvin thoughts? All right. Well, listen, the Rodon thing is, it certainly makes sense, right? What do we know about the White Sox rotation? We know Giolito, Keuchel, and Lynn are obviously the big three, the top three, the veterans, the guys who you're hoping all of them in the right set of circumstances, right? Lance Lynn, back-to-back top six Cy Young finishes. Giolito, I believe, sixth and seventh the last 2 years in Cy Young voting.
He's a big dude. I call him Tonka Truck.
Yes, Tonka Truck. It's an excellent nickname.
Because of his big statue.
What was the malaprop that we heard last night on the news? This was so good. And listen, Caitlin Sharkey was great.
She was good. She was good. I enjoyed that last night.
We had a lot of fun on Fox 32, but on the news before we came on, Speegs and I we've done our video test and our audio test, and so we are able to talk to each other on Zoom, and the director presumably can hear us back in the Shane Tanny equivalent of the Fox 32 production studio. And Caitlin Sharkey, the new Sierra Santos for Fox 32, their number two sports reporter behind Lou Kanellis, is doing the sports on the 9:30 newscast, and then she's going to host the show that we go on at 10 o'clock at night. And she had her copy to talk about like Lance Lynn's impressive stature.
Yeah, it was Dallas Keuchel nicknamed him Tonka because of his big statue. She meant to say stature, and she dropped statue. And you and I caught eyes. We looked at each other on the Zoom like, that's not what she meant.
Is there a second half to this story?
Yes, there is. Because
and then Speegs just starts like giving up as if his nickname wasn't Tonka Truck or whatever, but that it was his nickname is Eiffel because of his impressive stature. And
Liberty. First, I went like his nickname is Liberty because of his impressive statue. Then I went with Eiffel, and then I went with the Thinker, and I was going to the statue Rolodex to see how far I could go.
And he had me rolling, even if the retelling of the story isn't the greatest thing in the world, Tanny. But I was also thinking of
you
the audacity.
You picked up on that?
No, I understand. But also the idea of him doing that with all of them being able to hear it back. We're about to go on for 30 minutes, and he's just talking about different statues that Lance Lynn could or could not have been. But anyway, I digress. What else matters for baseball speaks?
Rodon. See, here's the thing. Rodon. So if Rodon was told he's going to be a starter, which makes sense, and I hinted at this a couple of weeks ago, there's your Michael Kopech clarity for a good long while. I mean, maybe every once in a while they'll go six, but actually, Hahn was asked about that, and Hoyer was asked about that, and both of them kind of said in their different situations that maybe every once in a while there'll be a sixth guy or like to do something for rest and everything like that. But I don't think Kopech's going to start a game for a good long while. Now that will include potential minor league time, but then when he comes up, he's going to be a bullpen piece. Like if I had to set the over under for Michael Kopech's first start of the year, I'm starting to think middle of May or June 1 for the first start for Michael Kopech on the season.
Well, it'll suck if they have to start him in the minors because of the service time manipulation because he already missed a year of his prime. So I would feel bad for the kid if he has his free agency delayed another year. And since they're trying to win every game, I hope that Kopech starts in the majors and that they just have him on a pitch count, an innings limit, however they want to deal with it from a health standpoint because he's clearly good enough to get out big league batters, at least assuming that spring training goes well. And that guy can be... He can be an eighth inning guy. He could be an opener. He can be your middle closer. Like he could do a lot of things that make you dangerous when you're trying to win and hold off the Twins and win an American League pennant and win a World Series. But I guess that is certainly interesting when his first start is, and you'd say late May, early June. Mm-hmm. What if I did it the other way and just said innings, Michael Kopech innings, and I set the number at 110.
Under.
Under.
Yep.
That's a low number.
I know, but I mean, look at starters. Look at full-time rotation starters these days. I mean, Lance Lynn's dream and goal is 200 innings. The age of a standard 200 inning starting pitcher are gone. How many guys? We can look. I'd be curious how many guys in MLB threw 200 innings in 2019.
Well, I mean, I don't think he's throwing 200. I mean,
no.
But so that means he's not making 15 starts this year, Michael Kopech, right?
I think that is true. That is fair.
Well, I think that to me, Michael Kopech, and we're going to talk a little bit more about him in just a second. I think he is the single most interesting individual in Chicago baseball in 2021. His role, his talent, his story, his upside, his future, his the wild card nature of what he matters for the present. I just think everything about that dude is interesting. But I will say, if he's throwing less than 100 innings this year, the impact that he's going to have, obviously, if they are high leverage innings in September and October, they'll matter a lot. But it does downgrade him a little bit on the relevant storyline for this upcoming baseball season if he's throwing less than 100 innings.
It's a good number. It's a good number, and I might have been too fast to go under. Let's let it play out here over the
own
spring.
It, man. You're the under 110 inning guy. You always have been. Own it.
Yeah.
There's no going back.
90 seconds ago. Yeah, no going back.
I've always been that guy. By the way, 15 pitchers in MLB threw 200 innings in 2019. And I'll take the under on that total for this year, because a lot of teams are gonna spread it out and stretch it out and give guys a chance to build it up. So 110 is a good number. Let's see what happens over the next 6 weeks if Shane allows me to possibly change my mind.
No, it's not allowed. There's no changing of opinions on this show ever. But Michael Kopech, he does matter, and he's interesting, and he spoke, and I think it also gives some insight into where his head's at going into the year. You'll hear from him next on The Score.
I think I learned that I need this game a lot more than I realized. It's a lot easier said than done to, you know, take a step away from something you've done for your entire life. And it sounds like an exaggeration, but no, it's been my entire life. So taking a step back from that and realizing how big of a piece it is to this entire puzzle for me, it's kind of just put it all in perspective, and it's made me kind of regain the motivation to get back out there, along with some other things that have happened in my life. So I think I've found that motivation that I may have lost. Not that I ever completely lost it, because I never want to be known as a guy that hasn't worked really hard for everything that he's had to earn. But I think that with this time away, that I've really got a chance to come back and prove to myself, at least, that this is what I want to do.
That was Michael Kopech over the weekend addressing the media for the first time about why he opted out from last year. It's Parkinson Spiegel on The Score. Every time I've talked to Michael Kopech, I've found him to be thoughtful and wise beyond his years. And it was why I cut him a lot of slack without having an explanation as to, you know, why he opted out. We didn't know if it was COVID related, if it was baseball related, if it was mental health related. He was married to, I always forget, what's the celebrity's name? Vanessa Morgan.
Before that was Brielle Bierman.
Yeah, Vanessa Morgan. And they had a baby, but they got divorced when she was pregnant. He's such a young guy. I cannot imagine what that would be like. You know, your fiance, your wife, the mother of your child's on the cover of, you know, Us Weekly and profiled in People magazine and like a big star in her own right, and you've been in the spotlight, and now you're a new father, and then there's this pandemic, and you've dealt with mental health issues, and all of that stuff's happening at the same time when you're in your early 20s. And you've already had, like, your baseball mortality questioned with the arm injury issue. Like, I could very easily see how that would be too much too soon for any human being, much less someone as young as Michael Kopech.
I think that's all very fair. Danny, I just wanted to interrupt real quick just to bring to the – I mean, I will never think of him without thinking of the origin story, which was his dad, Michael P. Kopech, the lawyer – enabling his baseball possibilities with the gear and the workouts and the time and the single-minded focus that can really mess with a kid as well as shape a kid, you know? And I feel like he's also kind of dealt with that, and a lot of young athletes do. But as a very sensitive, thoughtful guy, you know, trying to figure out, wait, do I actually want what I've kind of been programmed and destined for my whole life? Like that, I think, has entered in there for him, too, along the way.
I think so, too. And so just to see that he's back, to hear that he realized or found the love again for the game and that he absolutely does still want it, I think it's great. And so there's – you and I always talk about this. There's the little picture, the big picture, the micro, the macro. For Michael Kopech this year, maybe it is less than 100 innings. Maybe it is less than 15 starts. Maybe it is some time in the minor leagues. But I still think, man, just given his pedigree and given his talent, I don't see any reason to, like, sell stock in Michael Kopech or believe that he can't be, you know, a game two starter for a White Sox team in an ALDS type of situation years down the road. Like, I think he still matters that much to the long-term future of the franchise and this championship window in particular.
I think that's an optimistic look, but sensibly so. And, you know, look, the stuff, the health, and the opportunity of everyone else, the injuries of everyone else, is going to dictate all this. Baseball takes care of itself, is the way that Joe Maddon always used to say it, in terms of times you thought you had a surplus, and then things end up having a way of working out. One guy gets hurt, or another guy has an opportunity and doesn't do well, another guy gets an opportunity and shows it. Man, if Kopech is feeling good and the stuff is as electric as it appears to be still, and the arm is holding up, then who the hell knows what the role can be by September. If Dylan Cease is disappointing, again, for whatever reason in any way, maybe Kopech is your fourth starter, is your third righty fireballer sandwiched around Dallas Keuchel as you make a playoff run. I mean, that's certainly in play as soon as this year, let alone into the future.
Yeah, I just think so much of the conversation about him stopped being about his talent as a baseball player, and it started being about these other things that we know at best, like a partial version of the truth on. His mental health, his marriage, his entering into fatherhood, his feelings on a pandemic, all of that stuff, that he hasn't failed as a baseball player yet. You know what I mean? Like, there's been nothing that I've seen from him to be like, oh, okay, maybe it doesn't translate. Maybe it's just 100 miles an hour straight and guys at this level can hit it, you know? So I think it's worth pointing out when you talk about Michael Kopech, because I haven't lowered my ceiling for him in terms of what he could reach. He might not reach it for as long, right? He might not ever sign the Garrett Cole type of contract because of this stuff. That's certainly possible. But I still think for this 4 or 5 year window of contention for the White Sox, he's going to matter a lot, man.
Yeah, he has certainly delayed the process, and the injury has helped delay the process. But with the opt-out and with everything, he has delayed the process to an extent that he may never get that gigantor payday like you're talking about, because the control remains what it is and the volatility remains what it is, just in a factual sense in terms of the availability and what you can count on and depend on. But he still has the opportunity to write his baseball future in full. He absolutely does. And the stuff is so good. And the stage is going to present itself. It's absolutely going to present itself. Let me ask you, all the shows that we did last June and then into July, trying to figure out what the motivation was behind the opt-out, I think we had the soup pretty right by the end, don't you? I mean, the soup was a mix, and the way he's talking about it, it was still a mix. It was some health issues in his family that he was a little worried about, and there was the personal issue of having, you know, a pregnancy and a child to deal with. There was the prioritization of his mental health. And, you know, Shane said it before the show and the meeting, and I bristled a little, but the more I've thought about it, the more you listen to him, the motivation and desire to play. He's mentioning it there. And all those other things in the soup maybe informed that, quite a bit, but it's part of it. It's part of it. And he's feeling the importance of the game in his life right now and saying so. So I think we had the mix pretty right, actually.
Well, just where was your head at when you were 24 years old?
The paint department of Armitage Hardware at Armitage and Sheffield. Also band practice at Otis's on a Wednesday afternoon before our weekly gig that night.
Yeah, I think I had gotten the first gig in KC at 24. But so that's 30K a year doing 2 hours a day of radio. No wife, no girlfriend, no kids, no overwhelming family health issues, no pandemic, no real responsibility other than 2 hours of radio a day. Like, it's just such a different thing.
Yes.
That he is dealing with at that age. That it's very, very, very hard for basically any of us to relate to that much that young. And hopefully he comes through it on the other side.
I think that's one of the most fascinating things about our job is like looking at some of these young guys and the forced accelerated development it, in so many ways, just emotionally, mentally, intellectually, as their bodies hit their peak. It doesn't mean from a maturity perspective that they're at their peak necessarily.
Not even close.
Yeah.
One of probably the biggest football storyline and arguably the biggest football reporter talked about the chances of those things aligning with the Bears. It's next on The Score.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.